5th of July 1999. This is also poor quality recording, but it improves in the following weeks.
Can you understand and accepting what I see.
Yes.
This is why, in times of earthly death, you feel these greater surges of emotion rise to the surface of the being. Why should you feel pity and sorrow for a soul who is returning home? Should not instead you be giving thanks to that great creative force for returning that soul?
I do think a lot of the sorrow that we feel is a selfish sorrow for ourselves.
It is indeed. But of course, as human beings, we wind out with feelings and even of the earthly emotions that come with the human being. But that is not to say you should allow the energy of emotional thoughts to control your lives. If you are to grow spiritually, my dear friends, you need to capture the strength to control your thoughts and emotions. Once again, I am stressing to you the power of each, the power of each individual soul. Not only the effect that it has upon you, but the effect that it has upon many other people. You must take the power into your own hands. This is most important for each one.
So could we help someone, say, done in pain? Could we help that person with their thoughts, their prayers?
Of course. But that is not what I am speaking of. I am speaking of control of your own individual emotions. You know the power of collective thought. You all have understood and accepted this aspect of thought. But what you have not fully grasped is the fact that individual thinking is your own responsibility in all things in life. Until you take control of your thinking, of your own emotional body, there will always be stress. There will always be distress. There will always be hurt within your hearts. And after all, as I have said, why should you grieve for the soul who is returning? I wish to go further now, my dear friends, and say to you this. And this may be something that has not entered your thinking to date, but what you grieve for when you grieve for one leaving this plane is in fact the memory of your rebirth in this life. You haven't given much forgiveness, have you? Forgiveness. This is what I would wish you to build upon this day. We will return to the subject when I will give you the opportunity to put the questions to me. But for now, I wish that you take my words with you this day and think about them here. I will try to make it clear for you in the states of silence. If you will but think for my words, as we will return for questions another time, in order that we can fully understand. I hope for all time how important it is for each individual to have full control and full power of their own being. That is not the purpose, if I may say. The purpose is that you go spiritually strong. That is the real purpose. So, now, I will need those words with you to say. If you have any other questions, I will be happy to answer them for you. And then you will allow some others to speak and face the desire and allow each one of you.
There is just one. Her old friend has moved in his son, with his other son. And it's puzzled as to why he had to move so far away.
So far away. Except that changes are for some people not always what they would desire. But I have said to all of you recently that change is good. And although what you ask for is not always what you receive. Let me say this to you, lady friends. Again, your own free will has much to do with what takes place in your lifetime here. We can influence, we can help. as you will. But ultimately, the free will of the individual is residues at the time of choice. I would say this to you, and perhaps my words can be given to the one intended for.
Yes,
please. I know that each one of you has this physical presence of our divine. But although his knowledge was greater in a sense, and I do not say fully, but in one sense, greater than your own, it came to pass that it was, and I say this strongly to you, the time had come for him to make you crown, because he had achieved much within this place, with many peoples, over many years. What I wish to say to you is this, that the choices each of you make within your lifetime, our choices you feel are good for you, physically, in name. Not many of your own beings look to change on the spiritual aspect. Although I would say the gentleman in question knew within his heart that spiritually his work was to continue in another phase. He may not recognize it, but spiritually he does. And although he feels a great loss at the absence of the physical contact of many of you, spiritually, he is in a new phase of hope. I say to him, look within, to spend his remaining time in spiritual thinking, in order that new words come to others for him. That there is an area within his life which is waiting to open up to us. We may deny, we may not fully understand, but he has reached a stage of his lifetime when the contact was necessary. I know and understand that he feels the family ties are important, but I say this to him, that was not the reason for his leaving you. His own continued spiritual home, the recognition that life does have ups and downs when least expected. It is a lesson he had to learn. it may be a lesson hard to accept. But I say to him, he has all from this lesson of loss, this lesson of missing what was regular in his life. This is a time of spiritual growth. That is all he needs to know. He knows really well that to try to analyze the way the spiritual workings is not the correct path. Therefore, I say to him, my friend, look forward to new experiences. Look forward to many new aspects of knowledge, to a new awareness, a new feeling of God, which will for his days upon this planet's time. I ask that you pass these words to him.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure he will find comfort home, because at this time that is what he seeks. Not only was this change necessary for him as an individual, but for each one of you to find anew the strength which is within each one of you, to know that the work of spirit continues, that nothing can stop what has begun. I know my dear friends that my words will travel with you this night, that each one of you will, in your own individual way, try to make sense of what I have said. Know always I am with you, and know that we will discuss further words I have given to you this time. I leave you now in the knowledge that each one of you is encompassed within my love and my light.